In Sanskrit, there is one word called Shraddha. Shraddha means English loosely called as faith. Shraddha is required to get a best outcome. If I do not have a faith, however good is the product, I won't get benefit out of that one. The Shraddha in the Bhagavad Gita also says, Shraddhoyam Purushaha. And we are nothing but a bundle of faith. What we are nothing but our faith. My faith says that one. Or my family faith is this one. And we are nothing but a product of faith. And Sri Krishna says, have a faith, such a faith that it should lead you to the higher things. We say, my faith, for birthday I should cut the cake. It's just a faith. What is the result? There is no result. That it is just a faith. It's a family tradition. For Christmas I should have this one. Or for this one I should have this one. It's just a faith. And Sri Krishna says, faith should be such a way. It's a Shraddhavan labhate jnanam matpara samyatendriyaha jnanam labdva param shanti achirena digachati. The faith should be such a way that through that one it should enhance the knowledge within. What is the use of knowledge? Shraddhavan labhate jnanam matpara. That knowledge is not an ordinary knowledge. I can study with the textbook. It has a limited, it's a ordinary chemistry or mathematics or biology I study. It's a limited utility. He says, whatever knowledge to try to know about the changeless. What remains when everything has gone? Try to know about that one. With all your effort, with all your senses, try to know about the highest, Sri Krishna says. Try to know me as the highest. And having got, what I will get that one? Jnanam labdva, having got that one, one attains unshakable peace within. That is the goal of everyone. Whether, whatever we are doing, everyone wants happiness, contentment, joy, lasting joy, lasting peace within. That we'll get that one through the faith, faith towards the highest. Supreme Lord, to reach that one, I need a faith. Faith, just believing that one, it won't happen. I should strive for a knowledge. Knowledge, I should acquire knowledge directed towards Him to acquire, to get peace within. Sri Krishna further says, ajnyascha ashradanascha samshayatma vinashyati nayam lokosti naparo nasukam samshayatmanaham. One who do not have any faith in anything and always doubting doubting everything, that person cannot prosper here in this material world. Forget about the higher worlds. He cannot prosper here also. And faith is an important thing for our inner unfoldment. We need a faith. If you are learning yoga, you need a faith. It's not just swinging arms and legs. It is much more than that one. What is yoga? The definition, if you want to learn yoga, you should understand who is the Lord of yoga. If I do not know about that one, just having a yoga mat and swinging arms and legs, it is limited utility. If I want to know something, if medicine or physiology, if I want to know, I want to know who is the author of, father of physiology. I want to know. Then I will have faith. Yes, such a great person. I want to learn. The Lord of Yoga, Yogeshwara. To know about that one, if I start doing yoga, I will start getting the best benefit out of this one. To the faith, importance of faith, one of my students back in India, in Kerala, she is a faculty in Ayurveda College, and she told me about 2 months back, her father is having a level 4 cancer in the spine, and it has spread to the stomach. And he was on severe pain, and they did all the therapy, chemotherapy and whatnot, and morphine and all the painkillers. And it seems doctor said they can't increase that painkiller dosage any longer, any higher. This is the highest. And about two months back, she called me up, and I asked her to do the japa. And I gave her a therapy, and I gave the acupressure. And last week she calls me saying that he's no more on painkiller, now he's mobile. Earlier he was only bedridden, now he's walking around and having food also, normal food. It's a cure, it's the faith. She had tremendous faith in whatever I said. And her mother also had tremendous faith. They were religiously doing that therapy, mantra japa. Now that it can heal, that it's the power of faith. And here last year, one doctor, she comes to my yoga, her father, husband having the severe health issues, and the doctor said he has to put into palliative care. They can't treat any longer. Why waste money? He was in Monash private, and why waste money? Let him quietly depart. And I visited a couple of times, and she had it's a great respect and faith towards me, whatever I said. Now that husband also attends yoga. Now last year, now husband also attends. And the main is required. And if the patients are coming to the doctors, they should have the faith in the doctor and whatever doctor says. And this faith, we can't buy the faith, that we have to earn the faith by our tapas, energy, build up your energy. Every day, be regular in your practice, seek the grace of the Lord. That energy, whatever energies flow, that energy will flow through you to the people to practice. As a parent, if children wants to have faith, respect to the parents, we should be a role model and we should guide them. As a teacher, I can't say that get up at 4 o'clock and practice. I myself get up at 8 o'clock and it won't work. And I should practice. If I say every day read from Bhagavad Gita, I myself don't read. If I say I read from Bhagavatam, I myself don't read. And it has no impact. You won't follow me. If you want to follow me, I should be practicing. If I start practicing, I develop faith in the Lord. When I have the faith in the Lord, all the things fall in place and healing happens. One gets immense conviction within. Whatever is the difficult situation, that person is no longer shaken, because that person has firm belief in the Lord. Lord will look after. And it's a message of faith, and to progress in our sadhana, have faith in the Lord. And will go, unimaginable things will happen in your life, and do not give up hope, and have firm belief in the Lord, it will happen. Left thumb and index finger.